adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, we left Jungle Jim Bradley, Shanghai Lil, and Ronnie Hawkins just as Bhutan's men were starting an attack. You will remember that Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil seized a machine gun from Bhutan's men, and from a position on the bluff overlooking the camp, they were able to drive off the prince and his tiger claw killers just as they were about to execute Peter Hawkins and his son, Ronnie. In the battle which followed, Hawkins was wounded and was carried by his son to Jungle Jim's cave, where he was left with Myra Trent. Ronnie then returned to the bluff to rejoin Jim and Lil. A moment later, a British plane roared overhead, and as it passed beyond the hill, Jungle Jim's machine gun jammed just as the natives renewed the attack. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As the natives start up the side of the bluff toward Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Ronnie Hawkins, the machine gun stops firing.
Jim, you've got to get that machine gun working. They'll be here in a minute.
I can't, Lil. It's jammed.
I can hold them off for a minute with a rifle.
Oh, it's no use, Lil. This gun will have to be taken apart before it'll ever work again.
They're coming, Jim. Ronnie can't hold them back.
Listen.
The plane. It's coming back.
Look, the natives have seen it. They've stopped.
Jim, the plane's circling. They've seen it. What are they going to do?
That's a fighting plane, Lil. Look, they've got a gun mounted. And there's someone leaning over the side of the cockpit.
Captain Carter, Jim, I swear it is.
He's swinging the machine gun into position.
Boy, old boy, look at those natives scatter.
Oh, they're running back into the jungle, Jim.
I wonder if Carstairs will try to land. It doesn't seem possible that he's come up here alone.
The plane's circling the camp. It'll be over us again in a minute. Look!
Jim, that is Carstairs. He's waving to us.
Yep, you're right, Lil. He seems to be signaling.
He is. Look, Jim, he's throwing something.
Whatever it is, watch where it lands.
I saw where it landed.
I'll get it.
Further to your right, Connie.
All right. I've got it.
And the plane's heading south, Lil. Looks as though they're going back to the pass. What have you got, Ronnie?
Look, Jim. It's a note of some kind. There's a number. 19 on the outside.
Let me have it. It's for me. Oh, there's a bullet inside to wait it.
And what does he say, Lil?
Listen to this. Keep out of sight for an hour or two. Bombers and fighting planes at Doomba Pass. Also native troops. The sign car says. Jim, that means we'll mop up before night.
And that means there's still plenty to do, Lil.
What do you mean?
Bhutan probably realizes that he's through unless he works fast. Now the plane is gone, he'll be back here with his men.
Then you'd better get that machine gun working again.
I've got a better plan, Lil. Listen, we're going to get down off this bluff first. We're too exposed up here. And when we get down, I want you and Ronnie to go back to the cave.
Nothing doing, Jim. I'm staying with you.
Let me finish, Lil. I want to get this gun away from here and set it up at the edge of the jungle, where I'll be hidden.
But wouldn't it be better if Mr. Breel and I stayed with you?
Of course it would, Jim.
No, Lil. There's not many rounds of ammunition left, but there's enough to hold Bhutan off for a while. And I want you and Ronnie to go back to the cave and get the rifles and the ammunition. And then you can join me.
All right, Jim, if you say so.
All right. Now, come on, Ronnie. Help me carry this gun.
Right.
Take that in.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. Easy.
That's it. Lil, you take Ronnie's rifle.
All right.
Careful, Ronnie. Don't slip.
A couple of those rocks.
Watch out going down, Jim.
Not too fast now, Ronnie. Not too fast. Take it easy.
You all right?
Yep.
Wait. Why, look below.
What?
There's Myra. Myra, why are you here?
I couldn't stay in the cave. Your father and I heard the plane and the firing. We wanted to know what was going on.
It wasn't very wise of you to come here.
Forget it, Lil. She wanted to make sure that Ronnie was all right.
Mr. Breel and I were on our way to the cave now.
Oh, you're all right, Ronnie?
Perfectly, dear, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Now, Ronnie, I'm going to set up the gun right here. All right now, Ronnie. Yes. Put it down. Easy.
That's it. Easy now.
I can cover Bhutan's hut from this spot, and I can't be seen. I'll have it working again in 5 minutes now. The rest of you better start off for the cave.
Don't you want me to wait until you get the machine gun working again?
No. Lil, you leave the rifle with me. I'll be all right. Go ahead.
Jim, I'm not so sure this is such a good plan.
It's the only thing to do, Lil. We've got to hold out until Carstairs and his men get back. Bhutan and his gang will be here in a minute. I've got to be ready to hold them off until you get back.
He's right, Mr. Reed.
All right, let's get started. Be careful, Jim.
Don't worry, Lil. I'll have this gun working in a minute. And if Bhutan comes, he'll get a hot reception.
After driving off Bhutan and his natives and circling the camp to drop the note to Shanghai Lil, Captain Carstairs and his pilot, Lieutenant Rogers, head back toward Dumba Pass.
You will head directly for Dumba Pass, Rogers?
Yes, sir. Do you think your operative and her party will be safe until we get back, sir?
Yes, I hope so. She seems well able to take care of herself. Her companion, Jungle Jim Bradley, has proved himself equal to any situation.
Look, sir. There is Lieutenant Boggs and his native patrol below us. They are nearly through the pass.
By Jove, you're right, Rogers. They're making good time.
If this Prince Bhutan and his men try to escape this way, Boggs will take them, sir.
Yes, but Bhutan is too smart to head south, Rogers. Unless I'm mistaken, he's already started for the China border.
In that case, sir, our friends are safe.
That's only supposition. We can't be sure until we've captured him. There's Flight F below us. Land in the safe spot, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Stay in the plane, Rogers. We'll take off again immediately.
Right, sir. Here comes Lieutenant Holbrook, who's in command here, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll get him away at once.
Lieutenant Holbrook reporting for orders, Captain Carstairs.
Is Flight F ready to take off?
At once, sir.
Good. You'll take off immediately, then. The pursuit planes are to follow my lead. You will command the bombers and fly directly north until you reach the hills at the other side of Dumba Pass. Then set your course north by east.
Right, sir. North, then north by east.
Continue until you see a camp with several cabins below you.
Yes, sir. What are my orders on reaching my destination, sir?
The bombers will fly in straight line formation, well spread out, circling the camp for a radius of 10 miles. If any caravan or safari is sighted within that circle, it is to be stopped.
I understand, sir.
No one must be allowed to escape. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
That's all.
We shall leave at once, sir.
Very good. All right, Rogers. We'll wait here until the planes are up.
Yes, sir.
There go the bombers, sir.
Rogers, take off in circle until the pursuit planes fall in behind you.
Right, sir.
This time we'll crush Bhutan and his tiger claw killers completely.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle near his camp, Bhutan issues orders to his men.
Bhutan, you will take 5 men and approach the bluff from the jungle side.
Yes, master.
Misty Brill and Jungle Jim must not escape. You will be shot at once if you fail.
Master, they have gone.
Who have gone, slave?
The white tribes have left bluff, master. They go into jungle.
Did you follow them?
All go away but Bradley tribe. He stay in jungle with machine gun.
You say that he is alone?
Yes, master.
So... Jungle Jim Bradley thinks that he can oppose me alone, does he? Lead the way, slave. We will surround him.
This way, master.
Be silent, you fools.
He is near here, master.
As soon as you approach the place, you will point it out.
It is not far. Master, see where Butcher's move. He is there.
Keep down, Gunnar. You will take men and surround him. The rest of you stay with me.
Yes, my father. See, there he is.
Ready, men?
Who's there?
Drop your hands, Bradley!
Bhutan, if you come one step closer, I'll let you have it.
If you are wise, you will drop your gun, Bradley. We have you covered. Seize him, men!
Yes, master.
Oh, no,
get away from me!
Hurry up, thank you.
Your struggles are useless, Bradley.
You haven't the strength I gave you credit of having, Bhutan. How long do you think it'll be before you and your whole gang are wiped out?
Perhaps longer than you think, Bradley. Tie his hands behind him, slave.
Yes, master.
It might interest you to know that your camp is surrounded. You'll be captured within an hour.
Within an hour, you and I will be far in the jungle, headed toward China, Bradley. Now you will walk ahead of me. Slave, bring the horses. You will see that everything is packed immediately.
Yes, master.
You won't get far, Bhutan. This time you're through.
You are wrong, Bradley. It is you who will guarantee my freedom.
What do you mean by that?
That your friends are going to allow me to cross the Chinese border in return for your life.
They'll refuse you, Bhutan. You can't bargain with the British government.
Oh. Then it is you who will regret it. Unless I am allowed free passage to the Chinese border, you will die, Bradley.
Here are horses, master. The men are ready to march.
Have them start immediately. You, Bradley, will mount. Help him, Gunnar.
Yes, master.
You'll never get away with this, Bhutan.
Now, follow me.
You hear those airplanes, Bhutan? They're coming for you.
Yes, Bradley, they come. Now it's your life or mine.
Will Captain Carstairs recognize Jungle Jim among Bhutan's men, or will he order the machine guns mounted on the planes to open fire? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the antics of Skippy, the adventures of the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, the Page Gags and Gals. Then there's Barney Google and Toots and Casper, the Little King and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.